And the background music of Larry Rezavian is out of Don Checks right there with our Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of the Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. As our theme wraps up right there, Larry Rezavian is out of Town Checks and Musicians Come and Play. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 13 before 12. We have a temperature reading of 58 degrees, bright sunshine here in Central Minnesota. We have our guests on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring them in and say good morning to Virginia and Harold Offenbacher Jr. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing just fine.
Well, great. That's sounds like Virginia. Virginia, you are married to Harold Jr., and, of course, your father-in-law was Harold Sr. and the director, leader, owner of the Six Fat Dutchmen. Quite a big deal, isn't it?
Yes.
Well,
it was a lot of fun back then.
It was a lot of fun back then. You bet. You bet. So tell me, how long is Harold gone now, Harold Sr.?
Oh, I believe he died in 80-something. I can't remember.
Okay, that's no problem. It's been a while. So did your husband take over the band back then when Harold died, or... how did that go?
Well, he was working, so they had someone else take it over, although my husband played every now and then.
Okay. And where did Harold work?
3M.
At 3M. Okay, very good. Very good. All righty. I'm just trying to get our levels set here. Sometimes it comes across a little staticky, so I'm just adjusting as we speak. So a little bit about you guys. Virginia, where were you born and raised?
I'm from Duluth.
You're from Duluth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Harold, of course, from that New Ulm area. Is that where they were born and raised?
No, he was born and raised in near Benson.
Near Benson, Minnesota. Okay. And he was an only child, or did the Luffenbachers have more children?
Excuse me, I'm having a little problem. He was an only child.
An only child. Okay. All right. And did you play any music throughout your lifetime at all, Virginia?
I didn't, no.
You did not. Harold, did he get started in school, or was he taught by Harold Sr., or how did he get going in music?
I think he probably learned it in school and took after his dad.
Sure, sure. And so Junior played tuba then. Was that his instrument that he only played, or did he play any other instruments?
What else did you play besides tuba, Harold? Did you play the trombone or the... Did you play the trombone? Did you play the trombone? Just the bass horn. Just the bass horn.
Just the bass horn. Okay. Well, that is really great. Any idea when your husband started playing with the band, how old he would have been?
Oh, he was out of school.
Okay. So quite a few years ago then.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Very good.
Yes.
You bet.
In the 50s anyway.
What was that?
Back in the 50s, anyway.
Yeah, back in the heydays. And I'm sure he was on some of the recordings that the Six Fat Dutchmen made.
Yep.
All right. You bet. Well, very good. Well, I'm looking at some of the recordings right now. Was there a favorite, you know, of your husband's? Did he have a favorite recording that, you know, was special to him at all?
Did you have a favorite recording, Harold? Did you have a favorite recording of your dad's?
Favorite?
He's thinking.
He's thinking. Okay, you bet.
Well, he played five instruments.
Was there a favorite that I'm trying to think of the one that you played? I don't think he can come up with
okay.
one in particular.
That's not a problem.
Clarinet polka is one.
Oh, okay. Clarinet polka, yeah, yeah. So were you, did you have any children then, Virginia?
Yes, we have a son and daughter.
Okay. Any music in them? Did they play at all?
Well, my daughter played in college and in the band. She loved it.
Okay.
My son didn't quite take the same interest in the music as the daughter did.
Okay. Okay. So in the later years now, I believe George Matza took over leading the band, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He was a trumpet player with the band, and I know he's still living. I think he's in a care facility. I don't think he's able to live alone anymore. He's up in years. His brother, Francis, I know he played sax and clarinet with the band over the years.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Did you get to know a lot of the musicians at all very well, concertina players like Johnny Gogg, any of them, Elmer Scheid?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you did. Okay. Did you get to go along to dances at all over the years?
Plenty of them.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And sometimes some of the musicians' wives enjoy it, and then I know I've heard from others that they'd rather stay home and take care of the kids because the guys are actually working. You know, it's even though you say you're playing, it becomes work. So especially like the Six Fat Dutchmen, they played a lot back in the days, didn't they?
Yes, and they didn't have that many days off.
Right.
And it was if you didn't know somebody else that was going to the dances, you might just as well. You don't want to go along with them because you'd be sitting alone.
That's right.
Unless some of the other wives, and that was usually around town.
Yeah.
Then
yep.
The wives would come.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Can you remember some of the ballrooms that you guys played at? I'm sure you played at George's in New Ulm.
George's and you asked me the names of anything and I forget, but many of the ballrooms around this area.
Well, I'm sure you came up to Schlieff's Little City and the St. Paul, Marigold Ballroom, Bell Ray, some of those.
Marigold's where I met him.
Oh, is that where you guys met?
Yep.
That's great. I was going to ask you that question, and I forgot about it. So that's good. I'm glad you volunteered that. That's very neat. How long have you guys been married?
About 62 years.
62 years already.
Well,
okay.
Whatever. We got married in 61, so.
Okay.
I don't do the math.
Okay. Well, that'd be 39 and 22, 50. Yeah, you're right on the money. 61 years, you bet. You bet. You happen to remember what the day was like when you got married?
It was in January, so.
It was cold, huh?
Yeah, it was cold.
Uh-huh. Well, neat.
And cold.
Well, good. All righty. Well, talking more about the bands back in those years, some really, really good musicians went through the band. Your father-in-law, he sought out the best musicians, didn't he?
Yes, I think he did.
Yeah. Yep, really, really good.
I would listen to him dealing on the. He sat in the kitchen. He had an office and he never used it.
Oh, really?
Sat in the kitchen, yeah, and made his deals at the counter between the counter and the table. That's where he did his business.
Okay, and what was his wife's name?
Geneva.
Geneva. Okay, very good. And I would assume she has passed on as well?
Yes, she has.
Okay. All right. And where did they live? Did they live in New Ulm or were they also in Montemedi?
No, they lived in New Ulm. They lived across from the fairgrounds.
Oh, they did. Okay. Yep. Okay. And it seemed like a lot of the established musicians lived in New Ulm. I know Fez Fritzy was there. Elmer Scheid was there. I'm just thinking of several of the, you know, Donnie Klossner, of course, from New Ulm. And so they were all known for, New Ulm was known for a lot of famous musicians, I think.
Right, right.
You bet. Get to go to the big polka days when they used to celebrate it back in July, the big polka day celebration every year.
Yep.
Great memories there, huh? I know the Six Fat Dutchmen, they used to be in the parade, and then they would pull up to a corner on one of the corner streets, and you could hear them playing.
Right. They had that big flatbed truck.
Uh-huh.
That they used for a stage, yeah. I remember that. That was fun.
It was. That's when music was really music back in those days. I was like high school age. Went there with my parents a couple of 2-3 years in a row, and it was just amazing. Now when I think back, how you could walk down the street and every other block you could hear such a good old-time band. Elmer Scheid on one corner, Six Fat Dutchmen on another corner, Fez Fritzy on another corner, Jolly Lumberjacks. There just was bands all over the place, so they were really good, and all from the New Ulm area.
No, it was a fun time.
You bet. Well, Virginia, we're going to ask you to hold that thought. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. I'm going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Okay.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, reminding you that October is pork month. The St. Joe Meat Market always has a full line of pork products for you to purchase and enjoy. It is the other white meat. It's Halloween this week, a great time to come into the St. Joe Meat Market for some unadvertised spooktacular specials. The broad of the week this week is just right for the upcoming hunting season. It is the smoked hunter broad, starting with a nice blend of lean pork and beef, seasoned with our special hunter broad seasoning, and then smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market. They are delicious in the frying pan, in the oven, microwave, or on the grill. The smoked hunter brat is probably our hottest and spiciest brat that we make. They are especially good diced up in a casserole or hot dish. Come in this week and you can take 30 cents off each package all week long in limited quantities. Also, this coming weekend is the opener of the 2022 firearms deer season. Good luck to one and all heading out. We hope everyone is successful and, most importantly, safe. As always, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. The St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you for your patronage. Virginia, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and we send that to you and hope that you and Harold and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Very generous. I thank you.
Well, you are very welcome. So we're going to save a little time to play music by the Six Fat Dutchmen. So I usually ask every guest as we get towards the end of the interview if there's a memory or a special event that you can think of that you'd want to share with the listeners. I don't know. Can you think of one, or would Harold have one? I know it's kind of hard for him to respond. He has a harder time hearing. So is there anything, they get any big awards or get stuck in a snowstorm or anything that you might think about?
Well, I can think of so many things, but they wouldn't be important to anyone else. But I can remember going to the ceremony when he was inducted into the Polka Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Yeah. That was very nice.
You
and,
bet.
We became friends with one of the other band leaders from out east that he was inducted at the same time.
Oh, wonderful. And do you happen to know that person's name?
I do, but it slipped out of my mind.
That's no problem. Do you happen to remember the year? What is it, one of the first years? Or?
Oh, it's so many years ago.
It is a while ago. We were just down there. We were there this year for the induction of Lester Schuft, and so I seen all the names as the years went by, and I do recall seeing his name, But if I'm not mistaken, it's back in like the 90s or early 2000s when he was inducted. So,
Harold, you don't remember when your dad was inducted to the Hall of Fame, do you? He can't hear me.
Okay. No, that's no problem. No. Well, at any rate, Virginia, you know, we really want to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. I tell every guest that if the good Lord's willing that we're here down the road sometime, we can do this thing again. I know it's difficult for Harold, so we'll see once how things go. But again, thank you for joining us today.
You're most welcome.
All right. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you off the air here in just a minute. So thank you. Thank you very much. And that was Virginia Loffemacher, our guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're at 3 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature rating at 59 degrees. We'll be back with music by the Six Fat Dutchmen in just a minute. Larry Razavian is out of town. Checks there, wrapping up with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. I believe that's 439. I don't have my book with me, but I believe it was our 439th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And we are now at 5 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. 5 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. Yes, 5 minutes past 12. Temperature reading at 59 degrees here in central Minnesota. And as promised, we're going to give you some music by the Six Fat Dutchmen. And right now, here's a great tune by the Six Fats, one called the Wabash Cannonball.
To the broad Atlantic shore, she climbed the highest mountain over hill and by the shore. Although she's tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's a regular combination of the Wabash Cannonball. Just listen to the
jingle, the rumble and the roll, as she glides along the woodland, over hill and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
The Six Fat Dutch Band, one called the Wabash Cannonball. Coming up on 8 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 59 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues with the Six Fat Dutch Band. Here's one of their signature songs, one called the New Ulm Waltz. Six Fat Dutch Band, one called the New Ulm Waltz. As we're now at 11 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading is at 59 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues with the Six Fat Dutch Band, another great polka tune, one called the Sugar Time Polka.
Supper time, be my little sugar and love me all the time. Now sugar time is any time that you'll need or just a pill, so don't you roam, just be my honeycomb. We live in a heaven of love. Sugar
morning sugar, in the evening sugar, at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Be my little honey and love me all the time. Put your arms around me and swear by stars above. You'll be mine forever in heaven of love. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time.
The Six Fat Dutchmen, good number there, one called Sugar Time. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's always brought to you by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie says, well, think music, mountains, and mistletoe. It's a Branson holiday awaiting you December 11th through the 16th of December. Jeannie B's Tours will show you all the hidden gems of Branson, take you to the best shows in town, including the Miracle of Christmas at the beautiful Sight and Sound Theater. This tour includes deluxe motor coach, experience guide, 10 meals, 6 nights lodging, holiday goodies, and Christmas present prizes on the coach. You can enjoy the College of the Ozarks, the gigantic gingerbread houses display at the Chateau on Table Rock Lake. You will also have free time to tour the Titanic Museum, Veterans Museum, or maybe it's Dick's Five and Dime that is calling your name. Lunch at Mel's Hard Luck Diner, where your waiter or waitress will sing to you while you dine, is a real treat in Branson. Don't wait to call. Limited seats are available. Contact Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581 as soon as possible. Jeannie B's is also spending December 19th and 20th in Duluth, as they're going to be enjoying a Bentleyville Christmas. This tour includes lodging at the Duluth Radisson Hotel, a guide, deluxe motor coach Christmas at the Glensheen Mansion tour, 3 meals, shops of Canal Park, the lights of Bentleyville, a 2-hour stop at the Black Bear Casino in Cloquet, and a mystery stop en route home Day 2. Call now to join Jeannie B's holiday tour December 19th and 20th. Talk to Jeannie about festive, fun-filled one-day tours this holiday season. Remember, seeing is believing. And yes, you'll have a great time when you travel with Jeannie. Jeannie, of course, has a great staff there. Art Timp with Jeannie, along with her good friend Estelle, and more of them. We've traveled with them, beautiful coaches that you ride on, take you right to the front door. It's awesome. So, yeah, you'll want to give Jeannie a call. And, of course, they're already booking trips for next year as well. Again, that's 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport. Jeannie Bonfig, you bet. Bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues now with the Six Fat Dutchmen. Here's a great tune by them, one called The Ocean Waves Waltz. The Six Fat Dutchmen.
Thank you.
like that number. One called the Ocean Waves Waltz, the Six Fat Dutchmen. Well, they, like all the other polka bands, did a great job on schottisches. Here's the Six Fat Dutchmen with one called the Old Soldier's Schottisch. Great old-time schottisch there with the Six Fat Dutchmen, one called the Old Soldier's Schottisch. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is at 59 degrees here in central Minnesota in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And yes, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. Helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, always with new models on hand. And just the right time, any time, to go out and see Kevin and pick up one of those Hustlers. We've been using ours. We've got the vac system on it, so we have been picking up the leaves, and that works so well for that. So, yes, very thankful to have that great machine. Check out all the options that are available. Yes, baggers and other attachments that you can get with it. And, of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses and lubricants. He can do it all. Kevin does accept trades, so if you've got a machine there and might be getting a little tired, bring it out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And, of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile, so he'll tune old Bessie up, put her out for sale. If you're looking for something used quite often, Kevin has used equipment there for sale as well. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside. And like we've been telling you, Kevin took on that battery-powered line of equipment, carries that 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. So he's got the blowers, the handheld, the backpack blowers. He's got the weed trimmers, the weed whips, all battery-powered, and, of course, pole saw, the chainsaw. He's got the self-propelled lawnmower and so much more. I believe there's even a snowblower. So, yeah, check that out with Kevin. Again, give Kevin a call this time of the year. He's a busy guy in the field, harvesting the corn and the beans. So you want to make sure that Kevin's there. He wants to be sure that he's there when you come, so he can give you his full attention. So again, give him a call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of the Six Fat Dutchmen. Here's a nice waltz tune, one called When You Return. The Six Fat Dutchmen, nice tune there, one called When You Return. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and our temperature is at 59 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's a nice polka tune, one called The Dove Polka. We'll be right back. Errol Luffemacher and the Six Fat Dutchmen, great tune there, one called the Dove Polka. Here's another nice waltz tune by the Six Fat Dutchmen. It's one called Luigi's Waltz. Called Luigi's Waltz, the Six Fat Dutchmen. Here's another old-time schottische. This one's called the Hot Coffee Schottische.
Thank you.
The Six Fat Dutchmen, one called the Hot Coffee Schottische. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 59 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's one called Whoop-Dee-Doo.
Music is like heaven to me. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo. It's got me higher than a car. Hand me down my soup and fish. I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-doo and it tonight. When there's a trombone playing, rat-da-da-da, I get a thrill. Out a mile, I always smile, 'cause that's my style. When there's a fiddle in the middle and he plays a tune so sweet, plays a tune so sweet that I could die. Lead me to the floor and hear me up for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooin' kind of guy. Soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop to doing it tonight.
The Six Fat Dutchmen with the Whoop-Dee-Doo Polka. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 59, our current temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do this one, I think it was their theme song, The Dutchman's Waltz, The Six Fat Dutchmen. Six Fat Dutchmen and one called the Dutchman's Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 22 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading at 60 degrees here in central Minnesota. And let's see. Trying to get my computer to cooperate with us here. Alrighty, I think we've